Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, it's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, and we are very, very stoked to present you with one of the best up-and-coming local metal bands. Kind of got a throwback sound, but just shredding our faces off. Weapon Lord is in studio.
What's up?
Hey,
what's up,
guys?
Dude? Hey, thanks for coming in. Let's swing around the room here. Let's start here. Say your name and what you do in the band. Put a name to a voice, I guess.
Yeah, and tell us why you're here.
Yeah.
All right. Cody Brumlow, and I play guitar. Play guitar.
There you go.
My name's Leona. I play bass.
I'm Chris. I play drums.
My name's Bison. I am the lead singer and one of the guitar players.
Well, congratulations on the new record, man. You guys are moving on up and doing some stuff in the Northwest here.
Thank you.
It's cool to have you in. Yeah, so we got the new record, Hail the Victorious. You were just showing me. Actually, before we get into that, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day. I guess we should mention something.
Heck
about
yeah.
that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Drink some Guinness.
Hey, yeah. And happy birthday, Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy.
Oh, wow.
There you
double whammy.
He's got the Thin Lizzy Chinatown shirt on.
I like that. The knowledge. Are you guys doing anything for? You said you were mentioning you were going to go to like band practice after this, right?
We got rehearsal tonight. Yeah.
Gotta get ready for Monday.
Grab some Guinness. That's right. Which we'll be talking about the Udo show you guys are playing. I like this. They're prepared.
Ooh, I like
it. Awesome. So
the name of the record is Hail the Victorious. It came out last week, guys. Right. So. What's the record release plan? Are you guys going to have like physical copies of it on Monday?
We will not, but we do have vinyl pre-orders for sale on our website, weaponlord.us, for $30, and then we can sell it on our Bandcamp as well, and it will be on iTunes and Spotify very soon.
That's very cool.
If you're wondering what we're talking about on Monday, they're playing with Udo. That's out of El Corazon, right?
Yes.
Yep. Down
that's
at El Corazon.
Cool one.
Corazon, we're first.
So we'll be talking about that in a little bit, but I do want to talk about the record. You were showing me pictures of your rehearsal studio. Mm-hmm. Is that you were mentioning? Is that's like a building you guys own? It's literally a metal shop.
Well, it's like
it is literally a metal shop.
Family friend.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Own the shop downstairs, and my dad and his best friend who owned the building built a recording studio upstairs. So
wow. So they put up with you guys.
Yeah. For a long time. Yeah. And thank you.
Physical metal and musical metal.
Right. It's fully digital, and we also have a fully analog setup as well. But
it's
the tape
even
machine
called
is
the
broken.
Metal Smith.
Oh, so you went nerd on it.
We got to fix the tape machine.
Oh. Yeah,
that's cool. So they've been putting up with you guys jamming
for probably over 10 years. But
wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Shenanigans.
You got a family and like a support system that's down for the core.
Out, man. We record bands like I recorded Substratum up there.
Well, that's awesome.
Third record and like, yeah. I'm just happy they let us do that.
That's
every night when they leave. We're
I bet. Yeah, they're right in there. They're like, all right. They know when it's time to leave when they start hearing the riffs.
They punch out and we come in.
That's
you know
cool.
What I mean?
Do you guys have a name for that place yet, or is it like unofficial?
A couple names. Cody kind of has like
radio safe
Hangar names? 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hangar 12.
Nice.
Or that's the awesome. Upper room, whatever you want to call it.
That's cool.
So you guys kind of have like, you're at the forefront of like this old school heavy metal scene here in the Northwest. Would you say that most of your influences are like kind of the older variety, or you guys?
Oh, yeah. I would think it would be called classic.
Ah, yes, classic.
I pretty much only listen to Saxon and like NXS.
Oh.
Just playing. No.
All right.
Okay.
But
hey, Motorhead.
Yeah, Motorhead, Saxon,
a lot of Motorhead.
And Iron Maiden.
Yngwie.
The Lizzy.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy, of course.
Pretty much every metal band. So
cool. What's your influence? Every band.
Everything. Whatever we hear.
That's cool, man. All right, so let's talk about the website again is weaponlord.us.
Yep.
And is there's a Bandcamp, and you said it's going to be up on Spotify probably by the time you hear this, if you're not listening live.
It's weaponlord.bandcamp.com.
Okay,
yep. That's correct.
Perfect. All right, let's jump into the first one. Mission 25, anything you want to say about it before we give it a spin here on Metal Shop?
So this is a song about World War II, being a bomber pilot. You had to do 25 missions to rotate out of your tour of duty.
Wow.
And it's a little bit kind of heavy subject matter, but we're really, really into World War II history.
It's like the crew's last mission before they can finally go home, and it gets a little too hairy for them, you know what I mean?
Wow. Bombers over Germany. So just picture that.
That's rules. Brand new Weapon Lord, you're hearing it first here on Metal Shop.
Ah!
Metal Shop here on The Rock. You're just hearing a new Weapon Lord. The record is Hail the Victorious, Mission 25. Well done, guys. It's been a pleasure, honestly, being able to find another good local metal band to play here on our show. So, well done.
And congratulations.
You guys are going to be playing on just in a couple days down at El Corazon with the almighty Udo Dirkschneider.
Yeah, man, except.
Was that your Yoda voice?
No, that's the Udo voice.
Hey, he kind of, you know, he could go for a heavy metal Yoda.
Give him the ears. Pass. Yeah, give him the ears. But that's cool, man. Congratulations. How did you guys end up getting on the show in the first place? You guys, somebody just, they heard about how awesome you were and just had to have you on the bill.
Dana hit us up like months ago to play the show and we couldn't do it. And then someone dropped off the bill and they were like, can you please do it? So yes. I came over from Eastern Washington.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you live in Eastern Washington?
I do. I live in Spokane. I kind of split my time in between Spokane and Seattle.
Oh, wow.
So when I'm in Seattle, I sleep in my van.
And so do you guys play shows over in Spokane?
We will at some point.
Cool.
Yeah, just not yet.
You're going to get them on your side of the woods.
Exactly. We were trying to book some gigs, but everything was pretty solidly booked over there in the time slot we were looking at. So.
Fair enough.
Trying to book a little tour before we go to Legions of Metal in Chicago.
Yeah, so what's going on with that?
May 19th or 18th, I believe. Yes, Reggie's in Chicago. We're playing the 18th. Yeah.
So it's like the weekend before Memorial Day weekend over in Chicago.
Yeah.
Who else is on the bill? Who are you guys going to be playing with?
TKO, Heir Apparent, Leather Bitch is on there.
Leather Bitch.
Yeah.
What was it? There's also Phantom, I believe, is on there. It's really cool.
Cool.
So
congratulations. So you're going to drive. Oh, they're still announcing it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to drive straight out there. Are you going to play some shows on the way? You're going to hit just road trip it.
That was the original plan, but I think I might drive and everyone else is going to fly.
So
I'm going to go solo.
You're doing the Jack Kerouac. You're just hitting the road there.
I dig it. I drive all over the place by myself. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it's what you got to do when you live in Spokane. Ain't nowhere to go. So.
And you got a sweet van.
Oh, yeah. I got solar panels and all that stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, again, the lineup on Monday is Udo Dirkschneider with Elm Street Zero Down. And in case you're just tuning in, Weapon Lord, the local band that we're talking to. And they're talking about playing a huge fest in Chicago. That's really cool to see, like, local bands doing that, like, making a holding it down for the Northwest metal scene. That's really cool, man.
Yeah, man.
And hitting the road. Seattle.
You got to be careful out there, man. It's dangerous on the road these days. You'd be hearing all kinds of crazy
stuff.
That's
where all the fun is, though.
He's like, I'm a road warrior.
Yeah, we're
on the road.
I
got this.
We got the battle van, dude.
Yeah. So what else is going on with the rest of 2018? You mentioned that's coming up in May, and you're going to be, I imagine, supporting this new record, right?
Yep.
Yep, and we're already starting to demo for the new album.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Nice.
It's always got to keep moving.
Absolutely.
Always, man.
Because at some point you'll get tired of playing these songs.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
like some of them
we've been playing for years.
We will never get tired of these songs.
There you go. Just switch it up and jam. Jam it on it, man.
So, thanks again, Weapon Lord, for coming in. Do you guys have let's do some shout outs again for maybe the Bandcamp, the website, and the pre order for the vinyl that's coming out here?
Yep. Yeah,
the floor is yours.
Go to weaponlord.us. You can find links to all of our social media on there. We got a Twitter account, all that good stuff, so hit us up. You know, we are hashtag gayer than priest, so any gay metal fans out there, we love you.
It's memorable.
And, rock and roll. But weaponlord.us is really the place to go because you have links to literally everything that we have on the internet.
Perfect. And then on Monday, we'll be seeing you guys.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. Midnight Mover!
Heavy these songs are.
All right, thanks again. Here's Weapon Lord. What is this called? Dagon?
Dagon.
Dagon. Tell us about it.
H.P. Lovecraft story.
All right.
Basically.
It's the same title.
For those who know, it's Weapon Lord. Brand new stuff. Go get their new record, Hail the Victorious, came out this week.
Gayer than Priest.
Gayer than Priest.
Yeah. Hashtag Gayer than Priest.
It's Dagon. Thanks again, everybody.
We'll see you soon. Have a great night.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.